I've been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building. I'm glad you joined us here today for another episode of Brown Holy Water. I am your host with the most, Handsome Lie. My team, introduce themselves, please.
Y'all already know what it is. Black success, Coney Island, Brooklyn. We in the building. We're here to keep it real. We're here to keep it funky. Fuck with me. Yeah.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danielle Majette, here with you guys today.
What's up? It's Auntie Tanya, guys.
You back to Auntie?
Yeah. I'm Auntie this week.
That's good. Lessons. That's real good. I'm glad you're back to Auntie. What's up, man? How everybody feeling today, man?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Mic? Yeah, I don't have my mic today, man.
What's that about?
I don't know. It's looking like a bad omen, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not feeling great. You know, LeBron just lost. Shout out to Lance, though. You know, he from Coney Island.
He caught a body lid today.
Yeah, he caught a good one. But, you know, we're gonna get them out of here, though. You know what I mean? I'm really for Team Braun. But my inbox been going crazy. You know, because today's a special day. You know,
it is.
Today's April 15th.
April 15th is a good
Handsome
day.
Handsome 15.
On the 15th.
So the correlation is there. And
God's
plan. A lot of people have questions, and I'm hoping you have the answers.
I hope so, too.
We're going to take it one step at a time.
Absolutely.
And we're going to lead up. We're going to build up. You know what I mean? That's treat this like an R&B song.
That's warming up, Chris.
I'm allowed to. That's what I was born to
do. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're going to start off with, you know what I'm saying? Let's go double dutch and let's get our feet wet. We're going to talk about, real quick, before I get to my hot seat, dating after a breakup. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you go through a breakup, you know, you're trying to gauge it out when you want to get it back into the game.
Yeah.
You know, so let's start off with that. Let's say after a breakup, right? Mm-hmm. Nice, good relationship you had in your breakup. How far along do you wait before you get back into the game? No, you don't start.
Okay.
Because he was on his A game last week.
Let me do my pose.
I want you to start. Yeah, I want Danny to start.
How long do you wait? I don't think it's a set time, but I do think you need to take time for yourself to figure out, you know what I mean, your next steps and your plans moving forward. But I don't think there's a necessary, like, waiting period.
No?
You know, I don't think you should jump into anything because at the end of the day, there were reasons why you and that person broke up, whether it was you or them, that you need to figure out. So I think you need to take time and assess situations and assess yourself before you move forward.
Do you give yourself a... Like, I know everybody's different, but do you give yourself a... Like a
time to get
a
to
time frame, basically. Yeah,
I don't have a necessary time frame, but I do have a time frame where I spend time with myself.
Okay,
yes.
Black. We gonna go women. We'll go back. Black. Gotcha. I'm sorry.
ask me the question again if I could really.
After a breakup, right?
Mm-hmm.
A tough breakup.
Yeah,
feelings is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Heart.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you wait before you get back into the game?
See, that's a good question. That's a good question, Bob. And I'm going to say that I don't want to go with the there's not a time frame answer. I want to go with the more of where your heart is. Because sometimes people like to jump into other relationships hoping that get them over the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not it. I mean, it's not, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. I got to fight. So sometimes people jump into new situations hoping they get over it. Or sometimes they jump into new situations and still think about it. So I think it's when you're actually over the whole thing. Because you don't want to be pondering. You don't want to be, you know, missing the person, finding yourself texting them when you mad at the new person mm-hmm. or whatever. So you got to be completely over that past situation. And when you are, only then can you move forward. Now that is a tricky thing, too, because for some people, they get over someone very fast because they're just, their mind was already, you know, some people, like, let's say people that do prenups, they're already preparing for just in case, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. some people date like that. They date for the just in case shit happen, they might have the other base. So for some people, it may be as soon as 1 month, and for some people, they might need a year or two.
Okay.
Black success.
Tanya. He jacked your answer, but I'm going to give you a little bit extra on the question. Give you a little extra sauce.
I actually had something else
okay,
to say.
Okay, then fucking, I say the sauce to me. Go.
Damn, how should I put this into words? For me, back in the day, I thought there was a specific time, but the time only matters, just kind of basically what Black and Danny said in one, it matters with what you're doing with the time. Now, what a lot of people, for me, when I say time alone, I don't mean that, like, literally. Because some people take it as you got to really be by yourself to self-assess.
Mm-hmm.
I found that for me, when I went through my bad breakup, spending time with people helped me because I was able to have dialogue and honest and candid dialogue with somebody of the opposite sex who actually helped to close those wounds that I had open. And I personally believe I couldn't have gotten past certain things if I wasn't able to have that exchange with somebody like that. Maybe it was my luck that I ran into people, to somebody who was willing to, you know, we were way more than friends, but we still weren't at the boyfriend, girlfriend level. We were somewhere in the middle, being very respectful, but kind of holding my hand through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me so much. What is going?
Nothing.
Anyway, that helped me so much. So for me, it wasn't a literal alone, but I still was by myself in terms of feelings. It was very clear as day that I knew to myself, deep down in myself, that I was still in love with my ex. So that's why I refused to, as much as this person was so great to me, I wasn't going to say, you know what, you're a nice guy. I may not run into another nice guy. Fuck my ex, move on. Knowing in the back of my mind, I was still in love with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And like Black said, that's where the problem comes in. So I didn't give that high level of commitment that comes with a relationship because I know my heart was committed somewhere else still. So with my time that I spent by myself, it was a lot of self-reflection, but I wasn't lonely doing it.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? So it depends on what you're doing with the time. You don't have to have somebody around you, but the time you do spend alone, be as honest and as candid as you can with yourself. You have to do that, or else you're just going to carry your old relationship problems and habits into your new one.
I think personally, I would give it a good, at least a minimum of a year, especially if you've been like in a strong relationship like for years. Give yourself at least a year to get your mind right and thoughts. I know everybody's saying, "Oh, when the time is right, when you're ready," but I think a good year to yourself and figure out your thoughts and what you need to get done is good for your soul.
But boy, there are people who give themselves 5 years and still can't get this shit right.
Okay, but I'm saying me personally, I'll give myself a year.
But how do you? But how? What's gonna be your measure? What's gonna be your measure to know you're right in the head
when you're ready?
No, I'm talking about not dating. I'm talking about the lessons learned from the time alone? What would be your measure for it?
But it, I feel like it is no measure. I feel like it is when you are ready. You know, your body feels it. Like, you know, your mind starts to shift. Your body changes when you start think, like, you start thinking differently, or you might be open to different things.
That and you know when you're emotionally,
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, okay, let's say,
you just know when you're emotionally available to give love. Yeah. Or
it's not even
to
the emotion.
Else.
I'm talking about, I'm talking about the root of the breakup. So let's say you had bad communication. Sometimes, how would you know your communication got better?
You
apart from feeling it was better and trying again, and you feel comfortable trying again. When you run the situation, like, for me, I think the measure really is you'll know if you fit change when you actually interact again on a certain level. Because a lot of but it, that's where old demons really come back up.
But that's why you sit in with yourself in assessing the things that went wrong and went right in a relationship, in a previous relationship, is where you find those answers. And I get what you're saying too about, like, going out and dealing, like, with other people as far as, like, friendships and stuff like that. Yeah, but you might find that in talking to one of your friends. You know, there are different distractions are good, but there are good distractions and there are bad distractions. It all depends on what you are focusing on. If you're focusing to be better, then, you know what I mean, then you'll find those answers. As opposed to just distracting yourself, just being under somebody else, or just doing something just to get your mind off that person when you're really not healing and allowing yourself to be like, this is what happened and this is what needs to be fixed.
I have a question I want to come up with. Is it, if your relationship ended, right, and it was like respectful, whatever, is it disrespectful to start another relationship too soon to your ex?
There is no too soon.
Yes, it is disrespectful.
You get out of a relationship in January and you're in another relationship in March. Would you feel a kind of way? I mean, if that happened with your boyfriend or something, your ex?
Yeah, but it depends. No, but it depends on if I'm over it, because that's when feelings get involved. Because if it's
I'm
respectful,
saying for the person,
if it's
I'm
respectful, saying, like, I can't.
I'm saying, is it disrespect? Like, would you consider, even though it's your ex, would you consider, even if you're feeling the next person and your feelings are done, would you hold off on another, a new relationship for the, the respect factor heart of your ex?
No.
That's crazy.
How?
You have to.
Why?
I mean, to me.
If we both, if it's respectful.
My opinion.
Your opinion. Your opinion matters.
Even, yeah, my opinion matters. So even if I was to separate from my ex, I'm not just jumping into the next thing, because that is the question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just jumping into the next thing right away. Reason being is, one, people break up and get back together all the time. That's my first and very clear. People get back together all the time. I don't care how hard it was, especially if it's years invested.
Mm-hmm.
People rather double back before they just move forward.
That's true.
Second is, you don't want to make a mistake of seeming like, oh, this person is the right person, because this is the person you're venting to. So, of course, now they're going to hide all of their demons. You understand? So now they seem like the best person, the best choice, the best option, seem like the easy fix, and it's usually not the case.
That was the question.
So I'm saying, this is why I wouldn't do it right away. This is why I wouldn't do from January and be with somebody in March. It doesn't make sense. It is disrespectful to the person that you're with, because it seemed like it was something you was planning to do. It seemed very premeditated. How was it taking you 60 days to just move on?
I understand.
Fucking crazy.
But even if it does seem premeditated, my thing is, if you're not over a person, then everything you say makes sense. It, like, you would feel a way. Of course, your feelings and your emotions are involved. If you are going your way and they are going theirs, I don't feel like it's disrespectful. I'm not saying I would do it. I just don't feel like it's disrespectful to somebody else if we both saying we're splitting.
Even if we both saying we're splitting.
Maybe if it was a 6-month relationship, cool. But if it's 6 years, that's crazy.
You wouldn't feel no type of way? If you was
if
married,
I was detached,
if you was
from
married
the situation,
for 2 years, you get a divorce. Your husband gets, your ex husband gets married 2 months later.
All right, a marriage, that's different.
Even your man,
a marriage is
your man for 3 years.
Together, that's the same thing. You got a contract.
But
you got
if y'all,
all right,
y'all
hold on,
both
hold on,
decide.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let Tanya get into it. Go, Tanya. Is it? Do you have any type of, like, consideration for your ex when you're thinking about, like, moving on, basically?
Fuck him. I'm talking about me, bro. Fuck him. This is about me.
Okay.
2 months out of relationship, I already got another man. What the fuck is wrong with me, son? Why can't I stay by myself? Why am I a relationship dater? Am I a serial relationship?
Y'all serial relationship.
Like, I might die fucked up. I can't be by myself. I might die fucked up where I'm like, first of all, like Black said, there's always that window period after the breakup where you just don't know if you're going forward, back, or sideways. You know, when you lay, when you good for a week and then you relapse another week and then you see some shit on Instagram and then somebody sliding in box drunk 4 a.m. and then you just with the shits. Like, there's always that grace period. And that shit happens in the first 3 months, as far as I'm concerned. So you can't even make it past 3 months and you... I can't make it past that 3 months. I'm already in another relationship. Like, what is it this person has done with me in 30 days that has convinced me that he is everything I need in a person?
All right.
Women do it all the time. Though. Just so that's the facts.
Well, I don't know about somebody. That's like somebody that's jumping into a relationship. Women like you emotionally said, they need might that know. Band-aid
and somebody yeah, women, there's a lot of men that can't operate without having a woman.
People are uncomfortable with being alone.
Yes.
That's it.
Because you got to, and you got to understand that too. There are some people that are professional daters. You understand? Who need that person at home, no matter what.
Can't sleep by themselves. They're just, they can't sleep, literally can't sleep alone.
Either or. They want somebody to either manage their money or manage the house or whatever it is. Yeah. Some people can't go without that. So that's a disability too, and we got to respect that as well, that some people are handicapped.
I mean, it could work out. Maybe that person is their soulmate and shit could happen in 60 days. That's beautiful, and I hope it works out, but that's still a red flag to me in some ways. That shit's rare.
All right, what's scary to y'all about the dating scene today? Like, if you break up and now you feel like you're ready to get into the dating scene, what's some of the things that's like, damn, this shit wasn't going on before then? Like, what's scary on the dating scene right now?
First of all, I'm so happy I'm not there. Let's just put that out there. I'm happy I'm not there.
I'm glad you're not there.
Thanks, brother. But the dating scene right now, if I had to sum it up, it's a catch 22. It's like, it's plus minus everywhere. You know what I mean? Oh, he's educated. He's not tall. Oh, he got a good job. He can't buy me a car though. Oh, he's this. Oh, I'm not that attracted to him. So it no matter what positive you have, there's a negative out there that you won't meet someone, let's say, preference. And the word preference is being used to be prejudiced towards either your own or either the people that you may need, not that you want, that you need in your life. Now you're prejudiced towards those people because you're hiding it behind your preference. And now you stay single or struggling or hurt and pretending online because your preference won't allow you to be happy. Sometimes your preference will have you be fake happy in a relationship too.
That's true.
Because you've been identifying this preference so much that now you got a front for Facebook. Oh, we so happy, unbothered. Da, da, da. You're lying. You're lying. We know you're lying.
Unbothered people don't tell you they're unbothered.
We know you're lying. So the preference thing is a catch 22 because you could be in a relationship and be fronting, and you could definitely be single and fronting like you're waiting on the motherfucking train at 4 o'clock in the morning. That shit never comes, bro. It never comes. Okay. You understand?
Hold on. Tanya.
Never comes.
Even though you're not on a... Y'all both relationship. What's scary? What do you hear about your friend stories and stuff like that?
Son.
Real quick, what's the scariest
thing? People really take relationship advice from memes. Like, no funny shit. Like, people really out here giving you a play-by-play on how to have a relationship through memes. And motherfuckers believe that shit with everything in their heart and soul, bro. I saw a girl post the other day, oh, did you eat is the most romantic question a man can ask you. Bitches in the comment like, yes, sis, yes. So now a nigga could tell you, just text you, did you eat? Got you feeling fake, stupid, and dumb. Yeah, girl, he asked me if I ate today. He thinks he you know, he's really caring about me. Bitch, you really bought that shit? A man asks you, did you eat? And a man's asking you, what do you want to eat? Are two different fucking questions. And until you can understand that difference, you'll be a Facebooker, Instagrammer, meme, or relationship person.
What's people the difference?
Huh?
Tell them the difference.
One is he just asking it casually for you to take it up on yourself. Another one is he's making sure you're okay. If a man asks you what you... It's simple. If a man asks you what you want to eat, stop doing that. If a man asks you what you want to eat, it's him making sure, okay, you actually have a meal. But if a man asks you, did you eat? It could just be, all right, just morning, good night. Did you eat? How's your day? How's work?
That's the same
it's
thing.
Black. It's not the same thing.
Hold on. Did you eat? I'm coming to bring
look,
you.
Look.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's actually bringing it to you. It's different from him asking if you ate, bro. I'm just saying. The effort's different. There's a difference in the fucking effort. I'm just saying.
Danny, let's go. You on the scene. What's going on? What's the scariest thing out here?
I'm not really on the scene like that, but I think the scariest thing is knowing if somebody's telling the truth or not. Like, it's a lot of, like, people are too accessible to everything. So it's a little scary, you know what I mean? But that's why you take your time. But that's it. Like, I just feel like when it comes to people telling the truth or like, what the fuck?
Yeah, y'all get caught up too much because the guys are laughing in the comments. Because how it goes.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Just like people being accessible, you don't know what's going on. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's the only thing wrong with the dating scene right now?
I don't really care. I'm not on the dating scene like that. So I'm learning how to date, honestly. I don't know how to date. So.
What do you know how to do? It's a question. That's a relevant question.
I don't know. I was in a relationship for a minute, so this is new.
I'm gonna say the assumption I'm getting for the dating scene right now, it's like everybody's on some like, what can you do for me? Instead of like trying to add value to somebody else's life.
What do you mean?
They asking like, everybody asking like, what can you bring to me? And what can you do for me? Instead of saying like what they can do for somebody else, they looking for somebody. They coming for the sponsorship instead of relationship. That's what I'm getting out of this stuff.
But I gotta rebuttal what you're saying, because there's a lot of people that get in relationships because they promote the sponsorship that they're offering too.
That's why everybody.
A lot of people are putting out there like, hey, get with me, and these are the benefits. Like these. This is what comes with getting with me in order to make theyself look prettier than the next person.
If you really offer that package that you're putting out, then
you wouldn't be available.
No, that's not true.
Not necessarily.
You know, some dudes out here fiending to pay the bill, but they can't keep a girl because then they feel they pay all the bills, so they got to cheat anytime they want, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like a chick that feel like I ain't gonna even go into all that. We gonna get to the next question. We gonna get to all right, so boom.
Do you feel like you gave the people enough as far as what's wrong with the dating scene? Do you feel like you answered it enough for the people?
I think I did. I think that too many people expecting stuff from other people. That's it.
Like, preference.
Preferences, lists of what they need. Another person, like you said, another person need to have, need to be tall, need to do this, need to do that. You need to find somebody that you like, somebody that's working, someone who got goals in life and just trying to make you
or
better.
Or somebody that like you. Sometimes that's the easiest person to date.
Yeah.
The person that like you, not the person. The person you like is hard. That's hard.
Sometimes.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I love Toni Braxton. You know what I mean? I love her. Kelly Rowland, how you doing? You understand? But the person that likes me makes it a little bit easier. You know what I mean?
When you start off and you dating, right, and you fresh out of your last relationship, do you compare the person that you're dating or the people you're dating to your ex?
In what capacity?
Anything. Looks, financial stability.
Most do. Most are trying to be better.
I think you do it subconsciously because you're trying to.
Morals, anything. Do you compare whatever they got like, and think back?
No, I think that for the most part, an ex is an ex for a reason. So if you're comparing somebody to what you had, then that means you still want what you had. Like you still want to go backwards. So I think that when you're trying to move forward, well, me personally, I wouldn't compare my ex. I would look at the things that went wrong or the things that I didn't like and like look for that not to happen again in a situation or relationship or whatever, or look for those qualities that I didn't like to not be in a person, but not compare them.
Whenever you get a chance, well, I have something to say.
I'm gonna save you for last. I know you got a home run.
Gotcha.
Yo, Ty.
I think people just do it subconsciously, but it shouldn't be to the point where it's like, oh, my ex did this, you're not doing this. Like, it's,
I didn't. Let me say.
Everybody does it subconsciously. No.
Yeah,
like,
subconsciously. Yeah, I wouldn't say never verbalize it to the person that you're dating, because I think that's a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
But in your mind, you
think
you
do, because
right?
Like, you're back in like a situation where it's like a full relationship, and the something the comparison works in the favor is like, damn, my ex didn't do this, and you feel better. Like, damn, this is what my ex was shorting me, but it's not to be taken as you're doing it to see who's better than who, but. If as you experience things with somebody, new things, 9 out of 10 times your last experience just comes up in your head.
That's,
you know,
true.
It can make you feel good or make you feel like, you know, he didn't do this. This is new to me. Let me adjust to it. But I don't think it's necessarily some like ridiculously negative.
I think you take more so the more positive traits that they had. And hopefully you can find that to your next partner with the positive traits, and hopefully that some of the negative, you do compare in some type of capacity, like you said. The positive traits, you want your next partner probably to have the same positive traits that you loved about your past partner, and that negative traits, you hope that they don't even have those. You know what I'm saying? So you do kind of weigh the scale of, because honestly, that is what makes you really want to move on or not, or make you want to double back. Because if you can find somebody with the same type of qualities they had, and then they negatives and the positives on this side, like, why would I go back over here? And you know what I'm saying, they doing this 10 times better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in your mind, subconsciously, I think you definitely do compare. I think it's disrespectful to say it out loud.
People do that.
But
people,
yeah,
do.
I heard people that say that, you know.
People do that.
I've been in situations.
Right, they be
right
back to single again.
That too. You know what I'm saying? But in your mind, you're definitely going to compare, because that's all you know. That's what you're coming from. So you're always going to compare to what you know.
I mean, it depends.
Black
on
for the home
run.
Let me throw the fastball. Ready?
There we go.
Go.
It depends. It depends on how you see it. I would say this. When it comes to the dating, comparing and contrasting and being scared on dating scene, everyone is trying so much to stay away from getting hurt again. That's everyone's answer. I don't want to get hurt no more. I'm too vulnerable. My last one did this. This one did that. Listen.
And Cardi B lyrics is coming through.
Listen, homie. You know what I mean? Love come with hurt. So you might as well just stay single.
Fact.
Because love, love is not one left. It's not. If you looking to do this with love, get the fuck out of here. Love is not one level. One day y'all gonna be here, one day y'all gonna be here, next day y'all gonna be here. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. So if you're not trying to be hurt again, you're not trying to date, really. Nobody's perfect.
You're not trying
nobody's
to love again.
Nobody's gonna be right every
your heart
day.
Open.
You're not trying to love again.
I'm just
again,
saying,
you're
nobody's gonna
again.
Be right every day, dog. It's different things going on in the world. It, you know, it's time me and mine, we just bump heads for probably two days. Because I'm over here with it off of something else that I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? And she'd be over there with it. But then the next day, we'd be right back to cool. So it's like, you if you're not trying to get hurt again, then you're not trying to love.
But you got to understand,
love is not all butterflies.
Right. It ain't all butterflies, but you got to understand,
too,
that when you felt like a really painful hurt, you don't want to feel that again. You know what I mean? So it might take you some time to open up again. But that's not saying that your heart is closed. That's just being a little bit more cautious of how you move when it comes to your heart. You protect your heart a little bit more. You do things a little bit differently. But like a painful hurt is one thing if you argue and somebody hurt your feelings. It's another thing when somebody do something crazy to you. You know what I mean? And you got some people who experience some things like that where it's just like, this shit hurts so bad that I don't even want to feel that again. Like, I don't. That shit is like, it's crazy.
That makes sense. That make a lot of sense what you said. Sorry for cutting you off. That make a lot of sense what you just said. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is that it's a package deal. You understand? Like, I don't care if somebody I don't love hurt me. I ain't love you. I don't give a fuck. Keep it pushing.
Somebody you love can't hurt you.
Someone you love, it's not that they could hurt you, but you know, people are looking for just ice cream.
They're not looking for nothing. They just want to eat ice cream all day, every day. And that's not it. Some days you're gonna have, you know, oodles and noodles. The other days you're gonna have Peter Luger. It's not love is mm-hmm. not just one not meal. Love. You understand? That's it. You gotta be open to everything. Dead ass.
And for black me success. Also, you gotta remember hurt is something
love
that
is blind.
It's something that compounds. Like, you know, you get hurt different. You can get hurt different ways by one person. But if this person, it matters what happens. Like when the person hurts you, what do they do about it? Do they let you live with it? Do they justify hurting you, or they show some amount of remorse and try to deal with your hurt with you?
Mm-hmm.
Even that, did they intentionally do it? Or that did too. They not intentionally do it? That's that really too. What it is. I don't care about the after effect. I care about, like, what was the intention behind the situation?
What was the intention? And if you're going to hurt me day in, day out, day in, day out, yeah, I don't want to be back in something like that. But I understand that the person I'm with is gonna step on my toes in a way I didn't expect them to. And it's going to hurt me because, I fucking love you. I don't expect you to do this to me. But I'm willing to work it out if we could have civil conversation about it. And you could understand where I'm coming from. I understand where you're coming from. But I don't expect to always have rainbows and pansies around. I expect one that won't punch a nigga in his fucking face because he
Do you know why a lot of people don't have abs?
I have abs.
Do you know why a lot of people don't have abs?
Why?
It hurts.
Facts.
The gym hurts.
Look at this nigga.
When you want to improve, when you want very bad, the breach, you better focus on me. The gym hurts. That's why a lot of people ain't in shape, motherfuckers ain't ripped up. The gym hurts. When you want results, you want to go to the beach and take your shit off like it ain't
y'all
nothing.
Put the work
the gym hurts. You want that back where you, it hurts. That's why a lot of people got that gut, the fupa, the gut, the little baggy shit over here. It hurts to get your body right. It hurts. Gain bring pain. And that's the same thing with love. In order to gain it, it's going to be a little bit of pain within the process. But not all pain is a bad thing.
But love
thing.
Doesn't hurt.
Love do hurt.
Love do hurt.
Love do hurt.
And love tastes like shit.
So love then, does not
my
hurt.
G, you love haven't hurt. Been in love.
No.
Listen, it comes.
No.
It comes both ways.
It's not love that.
Gain,
it's not love
to gain,
that hurts.
You gotta go through pain.
But it's that's not the fact. Love that hurts.
To gain,
because
you
gotta
go through pain.
Love does not
you
hurt.
You love more man. When you go through shit. You love more when
but
you go through
not,
shit
but
because you
not
see
love.
What you
that
overcame.
That is experience. That's not love. That's experience. When you love somebody, it doesn't matter. If you really love somebody, it doesn't matter what that person do. You still gonna love them. It does.
Go
that
find
doesn't,
somebody right now that don't got
hurt.
Abs, y'all. Go find somebody. Touch they little stomach. I want you to touch the football right here. Go like this to it.
Oh, you ain't
go like abs. This to it. Understand. It's hard out
Ty
here.
Show the fupa.
It's hard out here. Yeah, go put that. It's
hard.
Put it out.
It's hard out
here.
Last question. is it wrong to keep in contact? Keep in contact with your ex. And do you think that hinders you moving on? Who wants? I'm Ty. You want to start? No, Ty. I started with you. Danny. She never started. Warm it up, Chris.
Say it again.
Is it wrong to keep in contact with your ex? And does it hinder what are you trying to start in the future? Do you think it hinders?
I don't think it's wrong. I just don't advise it. Because I believe in absolute.
Do you not think it's wrong because you do it?
I don't keep in contact with none of my fucking exes. We're talking about.
Right. Just double check.
He knows everybody who's my ex, and he knows who the fuck I'm in contact with. FYI. But what I'm saying is, I don't think it's wrong because people can have amicable splits.
Mm-hmm.
People who are in a relationship become really good friends. That's fine. But I don't think it helps you moving on because now there's that gray area where it's like we're friends, we're not friends, we used to fuck, we could probably fuck, I still miss you. Like, it's just too much going on. Like, I don't advise anybody moving on to still be in full contact with your ex because them 4 o'clock drunk phone calls is some shit, dog. You should not feel you have access to me once we're done. Don't think you can call me anytime, text me anytime. I'm going to look out for you. That shit's not fucking happening. I personally, that's how I look at it. I can only know if I can live without you if I actually live without you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny.
I think everybody needs some time just to piggyback off of what she said. I think if you guys have, I don't think it's a problem to be in contact with your ex as long as there is no attachment to your ex. If there's no attachment to your ex, then I don't think that that's a problem. If there are kids involved, you know, like, that's different. But I don't think that it's a big issue. I don't think it stops you from moving on if you already have in your mind that you are moving on. If your mind is already set and you already know what you're doing and you've created those boundaries, then it shouldn't be a problem. Do I think that y'all should be seeing every single day?
No, no,
and
chill,
all
chill,
that stuff is just... If I think that, like, should y'all be speaking every single day and all of that shit? No.
Let's go, Danny.
Like, there are limits, especially if you're in a relationship. You know what I mean? There are limits to certain things, but I don't think that you guys should be enemies. Or anything, but go ahead. It's hot seat.
I think I wouldn't get too much.
Yeah, listen, ladies and gentlemen, at this time,
y'all put y'all hoodies
at
on.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen,
no.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you what's about to happen right now. Chilling. It is jalapeno hot seat time. La is in the hot seat. He was trying to get us to keep talking. He wanted to have less and less time, but I want to give him about 30, 40 minutes to really get it off. So La's in the hot seat. If he don't answer the questions honestly, and I know him, so I know if he's lying. If he don't answer the question honestly, he's going to take a shot. If
Kim on shot glass, y'all.
To answer the question.
I'm ready.
He'll take a shot.
I'm drinking a whole bottle of jalapeno.
I go by the name of I Am Black Success. We got Handsome 15. I'm not calling no man handsome. We got La.
Now you ain't calling.
Now you don't call me handsome.
We got La in the hot seat. We're going to start off with Tanya to go with the first question. Tanya, let's go.
The people.
Tanya, remember.
Nah. Brother, man.
I don't remember.
That time just to listen. Tanya, go ahead.
I'm just going to ask the questions people inbox me to ask you. You know they all love you. First question, are you single, La?
Yes.
Are you single or Facebook single?
I'm single.
Single, single.
I'm single, single.
So, ladies, he's single. All right, bet.
Next question.
Danielle.
No. Boy, girl, go ahead.
Okay, I thought I was a proctor, but I guess not.
You run the show.
I thought so.
Do I need to take over again?
Nah.
You're running. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Tell the ladies what you look for in a partner.
Oh.
We pimping you today.
A good personality, a pretty smile. Your body ain't gotta be crazy. Just somebody I can vibe with. And then somebody who can you definitely just have a dope personality, because like I said, I'm a jokester. I talk a lot of shit. And if you could keep up, then that's a turn on. So yeah, that's what I look for.
That's it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Got you. La, what is the definition of a hoe and is that you?
Black. The definition of a hoe to me is no real definition to
no,
a hoe.
No. What is the definition of a hoe?
I'm telling you.
I told you, shorty's a hoe. What are you thinking?
If shorty's a hoe, that means me and you probably ran a train on her.
Stop. Stop trying to. Go ahead. Take a shot.
No,
man.
That's not a shot. Listen.
You out here dancing.
I'm not dancing.
What's a hoe?
There's no real definition of a hoe to me. Early in my day, I probably would say a girl's a hoe, but now I don't feel that way about no female. Females are sexually liberated now. Let them be.
you don't believe in that, bro.
I believe in that. I don't have no gripes, no nothing with no female that's experiencing her sexuality and
living her past living has nothing to do with you.
Nah, if I don't find out, unless she slept with my boys and I don't know personally, that has nothing to do with me.
All right, got you. So
stop asking that question. Somebody else.
Another question.
Let them live their best life, B.
They ain't take a shot yet, really?
Y'all not asking good questions.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
When was the last time you had sex?
That's a shot question.
No,
just drink on that. Don't answer that.
What's today?
Today's Sunday. April
15th.
Saturday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday you had sex last night? So you're single, but you had sex yesterday. Okay.
Mago?
Black.
That was the answer you just gave?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You still ain't take a drink?
Yo, this is crazy. Go ahead, yo. That's crazy.
Name the 7 spiritual laws of success in order.
What?
Go ahead and drink. Go ahead and
7
drink.
7 spiritual laws of success. Like, that's...
You read the book. name them.
That's a fact. I read the book, but nah, my memory's crazy, bro. Jalapeno, y'all.
Go ahead.
I don't know that one.
Well, we're going to get live drinking. Feel free to throw some questions in the comments. Go by the name of Black Success. I will ask the questions that you guys want to know.
I definitely read it, John.
I'm not too interested in live life, but maybe you are because he's curving you or he's not responding to your inbox. Ask the questions in the comments. I'll ask them for you. You'll know that he said no without him saying it directly, all right? It's my turn. All right, live.
Damn, we got like 100 people watching right now.
Tell everybody your phone number since all the girls want to contact you. Tell everybody your phone number.
347-267. No, I'm lying.
Say it clearly.
718-607-0079.
That's not your number, La. That's not your number, La. La, that's not your phone number, La.
That is my
La, number. That's not your cell phone number, La.
347-267-9.
How you went from...
Three.
Drink, bro.
I got
Thank
the
you, Lee.
Baby.
That's how
I gave both numbers.
Damn.
Nah, that's I gave both. All
right.
Damn, they gonna call you tonight, son. Go ahead, Tanya. Spice it up.
How many people in the Brown Honey World Podcast group you had sex with?
Oh my god, damn. It's 4,000 members in that group. I had sex
You can start
with quite
calling.
A few.
Use your fingers.
Quite a few. I can't tell you a lot. I won't lie, I had sex with quite a few.
I said, give me a number, bro. Quite a few in a number.
There's, out of 4,000, maybe about... You want an estimate?
I want a factual number, so you might as well count.
I can't count. Because there's people from, like, high school, I'm saying college, my promoting days. There's a lot of people in there. A lot of my Facebook friends are in there. I had sex with a lot of my Facebook friends, so...
So you,
I can't count.
So you single, had sex yesterday, and had sex with a lot of people on your Facebook.
I'm telling you
just
the
truth. Just recapping the facts.
No, I'm telling the truth. I'm single, and I'm living my best life.
You're single, and you're fucking people.
In the group.
Period.
No, people. I ain't fucking people in the group. People were added from the group from your friends list. People right. from my friends list are from my life.
Right.
I didn't have experience with them already.
Oh, gotcha.
So okay. It's not like I'm currently fucking
right,
them.
Right,
right.
In the past. I mean, you're a grown-ass man. You had a lot of years here.
In the past, mm-hmm. I've had
You've
sex
been
with
fucking
them.
For
so
20
I
years.
Can't. It's over 4,000 people in our group. Shout out to our Brown Holy Water group. Y'all gotcha. Sign up. And yes, I had sex with them. And no, I mean, I'm sexing them now. Some of them are married. Some of them are happily in their relationship. But I've had sex gotcha. With them.
I asked for a number, though.
Just throw a number. I'm gonna just say six, since you like six.
That was good. He got you. That was good. That was good. Go ahead, Danny. That was good. Come on, Danny.
Name the last person that really hurt you and how.
Damn.
That hurt me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Be, and make how? It specific. Name he's gonna do some shit. Talk about black that stole really some shit from him. How did they hurt you?
That's, last female.
Last that female
you.
That hurt
That's
you.
True. That was. That was my ex fiance. Like, she hurt me. Like,
how?
Just, you know,
I don't know.
How did she hurt me? I mean, we drank each other. Like,
just drink. Just take drink, a shot. Bro. Just drink. Just take a shot.
Just, drink
just take the
one.
Shot.
Take a shot.
Yeah, cause
just take the shot.
Smart man. Bro. I know when to tap out, bro. Ain't no need to be too cool. All right,
go.
Just drink, bro.
No, don't Yo, fill you, that
you,
shit up.
You,
no, no, no,
you,
no, 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 no.
You half-assing a lot of them drinks, son.
Go, go.
Yeah.
Since you want to be a
there
bartender.
There you go.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. Let them
you fuck me.
You're not at round two, my nigga.
Shit. You had to have the glass full of fucking yeah, water to tell me to take
out.
A shot.
Answer my question. Who's the girl you fucked yesterday?
I was going to ask.
What? Who is she?
Who is she?
We're asking.
What's her name?
Deshauna.
Huh?
Deshauna.
She's in the group too?
He's no. lying right now.
He's definitely looking
He's
lying.
Lying to my face. You're lying to my face. What's her number? I'm going to call her. What's
I'm
her
not going to give her number.
I'm going to call her right
bro.
Now
no,
on the
it's
show.
It's my hot seat, not
To
her.
Verify. I got to verify.
Deshauna. I can't do that.
Take a shot, bro. You're lying,
I'm telling
bro.
You the truth, bro.
What's her Facebook name then?
Deshauna.
Deshauna what?
Come on, bro.
Deshauna what? It's my hot seat. I need to verify.
Deshauna Jacobs. Find out.
Don't put somebody put in the search bar.
Ask another question.
No. We got verified, bro.
Yo, yeah. Hold on. Fuck up. I'm going right there. Hold the fuck up, son. Deshauna, hold on. I'm on this shit right now. Deshauna Jacobs, you said?
She probably watching like.
Hey, yo, you, yo, that's crazy,
bro.
Though.
You dead lied. We don't have no Deshaun Jacobs in common. There's no.
It's my friend. That's yours, nigga.
No, but it would tell you that hey, this is a live friend.
Nah, that's nothing
come up, bro.
She don't have social media. She don't play no games.
So how you say she on Facebook? Take
I said what's
on
Facebook, son? You got to drink
take
to that.
Shot.
I said her name.
Take
you're dancing,
shot,
bro.
Dancing.
You're dancing,
no Chris
bro.
Brown in a day.
First
come on,
shot. You're dancing, bro. Just drink, bro. Go ahead. You're making a game.
I'm really gave her a name though. That's her name.
You said we asked for her name on Facebook.
I asked what's her Facebook name.
And now she don't have one?
She might not have one.
Got you.
Now she, so, she might
drink.
Not
I gave
have
her
one.
Name,
but now she, lie.
Lie,
take
you're
a
making
shot.
A game corny.
All right, go. Go somebody else. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Drink first.
My homie.
Just drink first.
That's
keep
crazy.
The game going. I know it's crazy.
Because anything you can't verify is a lie.
How much you pouring?
Anything you can't verify is a lie.
Thank you. Just drink and then we're going to keep the game going.
It was a verifiable.
Your job is to
everybody don't have social media.
That's it.
But we
your job
the
is
Facebook
to answer questions.
Thing.
But
that's
everybody
it.
Don't have social media.
Tanya, ain't nothing to talk about with them. Go ahead. Drink that. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to give you a light one.
You better not. You better Chris. Not.
No, on behalf of Chris Lou, who's at work and couldn't be here today to ask you questions.
Fuck that little
Chris
man.
Would like to know, and I know the answer, so that's why I'm asking it. What is the difference between an APR and an APY?
Say the question again.
What is sentence? The difference? The APR on my car is
annual
15
percentage
points.
Rate.
And
annual.
I'm not. What? I didn't ask you what they mean. I said, what's the difference?
The annual percentage rate and.
Take a shot.
Annual
bro.
Percentage. What APY?
Mm-hmm.
Annual percentage. Yeah, some shit.
Yeah. No, just take the shot, and I'll tell you the difference.
Just take a shot, bro.
That's Chris' question, baby. You can verify. I'm sorry.
You wanted
it was
questions
a mind.
From the comments. The comments gave you a shot.
He not even here, bro.
I mean, that's
he asked
up.
Me to ask.
That's what's up.
All right.
Take a little shot. Damn, my son getting emotional. Yeah, take a little shot. Oh, you thought you were going to be sober today. Okay.
Wait, this is now. He
go ahead. Go ahead.
Real good.
Go ahead. All right, drink first so we can keep the show going.
Go ahead.
No, you got to drink that
take
first.
Take the shot and I say the difference.
Yeah, tell me the difference. I don't know.
Take the fucking shot.
So APR stands for annual percentage rate.
That's what I
said. That's what you pay back for whatever. That's what you pay back for whatever you borrow. Mm-hmm. APY stands for annual percentage yield. That's how much you earn for whatever you save.
Mm. I don't take loans. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You got nigga, you got a
cash.
Fucking car.
My son got cash. I got it.
Cash at me, nigga.
You fucking need a loan for it, son. Go ahead, Danny.
Do you think you are more yourself sober or inebriated, and why?
Do you think I'm more myself?
Do you think you're more yourself sober or inebriated, and why?
Sober.
Why?
Why? Because that's who I am when I was born. I'm the same person. I'm magnified when I'm on alcohol, but I'm the same person sober. You ask anybody like I work with or even live with, I'm still cracking jokes and being funny and chill. And when I'm drunk, I'm being extra funny and just chilling or whatever. So I'm the same nigga.
Okay.
Lot, where do you work? You've been wearing this Burger King shirt a lot lately. We want to know where do you work. Just pour the shot. Go ahead. We're trying to get you drunk today. Pour the shot.
I work at Burger King, bro.
Yeah, just go ahead and take the shot, bro. Just stop.
Jerry right. Cadet. I work at Burger King.
Wow.
Can I have that Burger King?
No.
Pour the shot, bro.
The shot,
I took a
baby.
Picture
shot,
yesterday.
Bro.
It said I look good in my Burger King
nah,
shit.
I mean, we just pour the shot, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Disrespectful.
This is bad because he has to drive me home, but.
So you think.
Wow.
Why don't your man pick you up? Hot seat.
He's home. He's with his mom. He's helping her fix some stuff in the house. Well, he just dropped me off.
Oh, okay. Got you.
We spent the entire day together.
Go.
It was a date day.
He needs to start pulling up on Sundays, too.
Now he good. He got shit. He actually has a life.
All right, go.
Oh,
wow. Whoa, we don't got life.
I'm just saying he has a life, so he doesn't need to be up under me all the time.
Wow.
That's what I mean.
Does he know you flirt? You flirt with live every Sunday?
He sees the videos.
Oh, okay.
He don't see the after video.
He wants you
my
in the
nigga,
car.
My nigga, I can still ask questions.
He wants you in the car.
He don't see that drive home.
He wants you in the car after you flirt. Okay, Nico's the smartest boyfriend ever. Here we go.
Wow.
Preference.
Yeah, everybody get their shout outs, y'all. So, show's over.
Nah, the show is over. Man. We got a lot of time. Oh. Go ahead, Danny. Don't get you a Nico, but go ahead now.
Wow.
Mm. I'm going to leave Cardi B lyrics alone.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I'll take name one thing you like about us and one thing you don't like about each one of us.
Mm. One thing I like about you and I don't like about you.
Each one of us.
I like the fact that Tanya is informative, and what she don't know, she'll try to figure it out. But also I like the fact that she tries to know every fucking thing. Like, she just can't have a dumb moment like how I can. I like the fact that you're very talented. I like how you speak, like you speak your mind, like you know what's on your mind, you speak it. But I also don't like the fact that you speak your mind and you don't know how to shut the fuck up sometimes. Because I always tell you shut the fuck up.
That was real.
Yeah. Be submissive. Get into that. Black. I'm talking about his life. Black is the ultimate hustler. I love Black. He always grinding. Hustler, baby. You know what I'm saying? He believes in himself 100%. No matter what. From college, he's always... same energy. Mm-hmm. That he can fuck all the baddest bitches. He the most handsomest nigga in the crew. Even though I'm around. And I don't know. Honestly, I don't think I don't like much about him. They say he arrogant, but I respect the fact that he just has faith in himself. He believes that nobody else.
He gonna still ask the question to fuck you something. Up, just so you know.
Nah, but this is real.
That's friendship.
Because most people that I don't like a lot of, like men, I tend to stay away from. But Black, even when like he's wrong, he listens when I tell him something. He need to be like, all right, fuck it. Even if he might be right, he'll let me win for the moment and then try to bring it back to me a little later or whatever. And I respect that. Like, he don't even have an ego towards me. Like, that's dope.
He's your biggest fan.
I don't
fan.
Be power tripping. And he be happy. He's your biggest fan. Black is the man, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. Give it up for Black, y'all. Let's clap for 15 minutes, y'all. Let's clap for 15 minutes.
Let's go, Black. It's your turn.
More about Black. Let me tell you what he at St. Francis. He had a 4.6 GPA. At St. Francis, he was in the fraternity.
Tell us the girls in the group that are in your DM right now trying to fuck you.
Honestly, I don't even have a DM, bro.
What? Take a shot.
Lie, you have
take a shot.
Y'all even preach game, you know what the fuck?
It's like this, nigga.
Lie, take wait. A fucking shot.
No.
Wally just took a shot, though.
No. No, this is real shit, though. This is real shit. Yeah.
Niggas, I don't have a DM.
I don't have an instant messenger. I don't have a DM, like, on Facebook or whatever, right?
So, it's...
sometimes, sporadically, I go through... because you taught me how to go through the laptop, because you're a creepy-ass nigga. She taught me how to go through and desktop and check messages. I don't have instant... so, I never catch the messages up. So, I don't know who's in my inbox on, like, Facebook or whatever.
All right, got you. Let me rephrase the question, then, since you don't know that. Can you identify three people in the group right now that is trying to throw the vagina at you? What are their names? Who are those?
Some of them are blatant.
Yeah.
We got like two blatant names, bro. Like, just throw it out there. Like, we all know they're throwing it at you. Check the comments right now. They did.
I'm going to say it right now. Say Lynn.
Now you got to
Shalia.
Drink. Say Lynn ain't trying to fuck with you.
Tracy Reach. Autumn Lowe, Jasmine Telford, Daphne Millicent, Marsha Berkeley, Tiana James. Should I continue?
Marsha, don't want you to.
I ain't going to lie. I'm a hot commodity out here.
Drink.
Why I got to drink? Y'all know what my shit look like.
They don't want you. They don't want. The ones that want you are not mentioning. They don't want you. That's not the group that wants you. Just go ahead and drink.
I gotta go to the group and check.
Just drink.
I can tell you who.
Or say Lynn. How you can tell you? Liar with an E.
Next question.
I can tell you who, because sometimes they try to hit it off the backboard. They think I'm the backboard, you heard? Drink. You gotta drink that real quick.
That was a half shot, just so you know. We let you rock, though. I got a simple one for you. Since nobody's in your DMs, what would be the best way to approach you in your DMs, wherever they are, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, what the fuck have you got?
What would be
an eye catching one? Be like, let me.
A joke. I like jokes. I like laughing. I'm a funny guy. If you send me like that nasty chick that sent me her twat and her from titties
the
and shit.
DM you don't have.
That was Instagram. Facts. That was Instagram.
That's still Instagram is a DM.
No, I was talking about Facebook. I'm sorry.
But, okay,
social
baby.
Media, period.
Well, that's... everybody has a DM on Instagram. I was talking about Facebook Messenger because people really think I have a Facebook Messenger. I really don't.
Yeah, you don't.
But yeah, crack a joke with me. Like, I like jokes. Like, if you send me a funny joke, I would laugh like a motherfucker, and then maybe a conversation can spark out of that.
So it has to be a funny joke. It can't be a lame joke.
Of course. Who gonna laugh at a lame joke?
She tried.
Nah, I'm trying to try harder.
Let's go, Danny.
When you are interested and not interested in a woman, how do you proceed?
When I am interested.
Oh, when you're interested in a woman, how do you proceed? When you're not interested in a woman, how do you proceed? Specifics.
When I'm interested, I guess you'll know because I'm pursuing you. Like, I'm on you. Like, mm-hmm. When I'm not interested.
That's not specific, but
good. That's more specific than it. I mean, like, what kind of specific you need?
Like, you know, some people have games. Some people, like, they have pickup lines. Some people, I don't like, have there's, game. There's certain things, certain tactics that people use
I don't have
when
game
they're interested
or pick-up
in somebody.
When I'm interested,
somebody
I'm trying
or
to,
when they don't like them.
When I'm interested, I'm trying to figure out as much as possible about you before I make my decision if I really, really, really am interested. Mm-hmm. If I'm not that interested, I'm really not going to do that. It's all about time. Like, this, the day and age of stage I'm in, time is very important. I don't have much time like that. So if I give you my time, it's valuable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So time is everything. That's it.
Good answer. Good answer.
Damn, that was a great.
That was a good answer.
Dance on you.
Yeah,
that
he
was
did,
good.
He did, but I'm a little rock. I'm a
little rock. La, since you're single,
black, right? We are friends.
Yeah. Back to this question. Since you're single, I want to ask you: Are you out there physically entertaining women for them to like you more than what the situation is? Are you giving boyfriend dick but only want a situationship to these women? Why would you do that if you are doing that?
What's boyfriend dick? What is
that? I don't know, because some women seem like they can't, you know, we got a group, we got a population what? Of women that's attaching to you.
Everybody
and
loves
they don't
lie.
Let go. Everybody loves lie.
So what's the question? I
the question is, what are you doing to these women, and are you doing it on purpose?
I'm not doing anything.
We a vibe. Tell her. We a whole vibe.
I'm not doing anything. Honestly, I guess like Tanya said, I'm a vibe. Like, I'm chill.
Fuck out of here.
Nah, for real. Like,
fuck
I don't. I don't kidnap. And,
yo,
like,
my
I don't,
son is fucking
I don't
funny,
kidnap
yo.
No vagina. Like,
my son is funny.
I talk to women. I have like now the stage I'm in is sad that I'm in, but I have to go out and be around females, and I explain the situation that I'm in. I explain the story that I'm in. I don't kidnap
his
no
face,
vagina.
His face.
So let me just, I want to reiterate what you're saying. You tell them what it is. Hey, you know what? I'm only here for,
I've never
for
lied
chicken
to,
and french fries.
I've never lied to a female about what I want from them. I've never misled a female ever. And if a female feel I did, they could inbox and call or do whatever and bark on me right now. I've never misled no type of female or nothing.
I ain't gonna lie, there's a lot of them watching right now. A lot of them sick right now.
I've never misled. So, I have four sisters and a mother.
Is there anyone?
You asking me a question, bro.
Next
question. You
meditate.
Mediate. That's why I mediate.
Go ahead.
Yo, that's why I mediate. Someone's giving the shout outs right now.
That's bad.
Get the fuck out of here.
Go ahead, Tanya.
I mean, Danny kind of asked a question too, but I want you to be like more specific on this one.
Which one?
What would it take, honestly, to make you hang up your jersey right now?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
That's a great question. That's a
good question. Put that jersey in
first
the sky.
Of all, I want to say this. My jersey.
My jersey.
Nah, I want to say this. Like, you said hang up my jersey.
Put his jersey in the sky. Come out the game,
my
bro.
My jersey came out, and I actually really didn't want it to come out or whatever.
That's not a question.
But
that was deep, though.
What it would take for me to put my jersey like back up is I guess a complete partner, somebody who's not relying on me to handle everything, somebody I could actually rely on sometime, you know, emotionally, financially sometime, you know, or just whatever in general, just be the 50-50 partner that most females act like they want, even though I will proceed and be 60-40 or whatever you need. Just be the dope partner that understands me as La. Like,
have more to offer than just sex, basically.
Have
more to
just
offer
than
just...
Just come to the more to the table than your vagina and...
And joke.
Nah, I like jokes. You could probably win me over with joke. You be broke joking. But you joke broken with potential, then I might...
Laughter's a motherfucker.
Facts. You be joke broken with potential and you got something, goals and stuff, and you lined up, maybe. Because
yeah. You can always get a job.
Yeah.
Facts. You can always lose one, too.
Job is
and you always losing.
You can always lose
That's
one,
a fact.
Too.
People get fired every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just be a hustler and me ready to ride out. And have faith in your nigga. Don't be with a nigga that you feel like going to do you dirty as soon as you go out. Mm-hmm. Because, honestly, women want an attractive nigga, but then when they get an attractive nigga, they think he always up to something. Mm. And that's the sad part of the reality. I get looked at as the whole nigga all the time, and I'm ready to hang this dick up.
No, but basically, I think that's a powerful thing that you just said. Because basically, what you just said is that the woman
wants... Yeah, because I'm talking real.
They want the pain. They want a good-looking person or somebody that they're attracted to, and then somebody that they fear is going to hurt them. That's all the same person.
A chick
person
told me the other
want.
Day I like a hoe. I said, what's a hoe look like? Any nigga that's attractive is a hoe to them automatically.
That's like, sad. Ugly niggas don't fuck. Like, I never understand that shit, bro.
Yeah, I get that shit, too. Yo, black, you like a hoe, black. They tell me that.
But this is crazy, though. Yo. This is crazy. But go ahead. I don't know.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
How many situationships are you in?
I'm not in no situationships. So I'm not.
So you just fucking just to fuck?
I'm not fucking just to fuck, but I'm not in no situationships.
You're not in a relationship, though.
You're not in a relationship, so you're just fucking just to fuck.
So you fuck yesterday, you single, you're not in a relationship.
So what do you call
it? What the fuck is you doing, bro?
I'm not in no situationship.
What do you call it?
You sowing your royal oats? The fuck is we doing, bro?
I'm not sowing no royal oats.
What do you call it?
What do you call it?
Yeah.
I mean, dating, maybe. Dating. We go on a date. We hang
all right,
out.
So how many women are you dating right now?
You asking mad different questions.
No, right? It's the same thing.
Moderate, black. What are you doing?
It's not a lot
wow,
of different
black.
Questions. Because he couldn't use
Black, moderate. Let me ask you a question, live.
Thank you, black, moderate. She asking mad different questions.
Yeah, that's
bro.
A bad
Come
question.
Come on, son.
Spell book.
Wow, that nigga violating me, son.
Yeah, son, go ahead. Spell book, yo.
Let me hear it in a sentence real quick.
Yesterday I was bored, so I read a book.
Wow. B.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck? You sounded it out.
Oh.
You're warm.
K.
There you go. Yeah! You left the G out, but that's okay.
The G is silent.
Yeah, the G is silent.
Bookings. That's when I put my shit in my caption. I'm dotting out.
Bookings info. Your bookings.
Well, I'm passing bottles out.
Make him drink. Okay. I'm about to make
a drink.
Marsha and Mary both ask this question. They want to know, who do you live with?
Who do I live with? Freakily.
Is that true, Leek? You gonna lie for any fucking weed. I don't count. You're like, huh?
I live with Free Leek now. So
you live with Leek, your brother.
Yes,
alone?
Me and my brother live in the house. Yes.
I got a batchy pad, that's man cave and shit.
You can come out.
Yeah, he got a whole family. Leek got a whole family.
Y'all mad nosy, yo. Y'all mad
Facts.
Nosy. Go ahead, Danny.
Okay. In the book, Ego is the Enemy, the chapter Restrain Yourself on page 59 states, I have observed that those who have accomplished the greatest results are those who keep under the body. I have observed that those who have accomplished the greatest results are those who never grow excited or lose self-control, but are always calm, self-possessed, patient, and polite. Who said this?
Say it again.
I have observed that those who have accomplished the greatest results of those who never grow excited or lose self-control, but are always calm, self-possessed, patient, and polite.
Who said it?
Mm-hmm.
I read that book, and it's a great book. I know all the lessons from the book, but I don't know who said it. Mm-hmm. Anybody, if y'all have struggling with your ego, y'all should read that. Ego is the enemy.
Booker T. Washington said it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't remember.
Drink that.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Who was the 20th president?
I think I fuck this shit.
Yeah, I ain't just. Let me see how much you poured.
Y'all not opening the phone?
Good.
Facts. Phone lines.
All right. Drink that. And then we
yo, open up the
line.
Phone lines. We wildin'. We taking comments. But
go ahead.
Open
go ahead.
The phone
open
lines.
Up the phone line.
Put
go
Danny.
Ahead.
I mean, somebody put the questions
drink that,
in.
And then we gonna open up the phone line.
Tiny, put the questions in. Oh,
put the
shit.
Questions in.
Like, y'all was having fun with me yourself.
Pause. Yeah. Hey, yo, preach. Are we in a rush because of the other joint?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right, listen, we're going to take two phone calls, maybe three.
I'll take phone calls.
Call up right now. 516-900-2278. 516-900-2278. Talk to lie. Southside Queens. He's in the
building. Nobody else got no questions right now? I ain't drink that much. I ain't going to lie.
Wow, now you showing off.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Oh, we got a call.
I'm here for Danny questions.
Let's go. Who's this?
This rock mine, cut it out.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, what the
yo, let's go.
Yo, you gotta be careful. Don't
rock
mine. Yo, put it back in your head and listen.
I want the first and last name, the last five.
What the hell is that in the background?
No, priest, turn on that call.
The last five wouldn't have tried to smash your current job.
Wait, what happened? What he said?
What he said?
Drink.
Wait, what you said?
He want the first and last name of the person you smashed at your current job.
No, that tried to smash the last five.
The last five is a lot, bro.
They still ignore the names,
though. You just fucking people at your job like that?
No, I'm just saying, lads, that tried to smash me.
Drink.
He said, drink.
This for you, you bitch ass nigga.
First and last.
No, it's for you, bitch ass pastor.
You're welcome.
drink up, La. Come on, we can get some
of the
calls.
We got another call, right?
You can take five shots, one for each.
Let's go.
Hang on with that nigga.
All right, keep on calling. If we have more questions between Tanya and Danny, y'all can ask them between the calls.
Tanya?
Who was the 17th president?
Tell children.
Go ahead.
Who was the 17th president?
Tanya,
I just asked the question. I asked first.
John Adams.
No, wrong. You're wrong. Take
Abraham
a shot and
Lincoln.
I tell you. Stop, bro. Come on, just take a shot. I'll tell
you
who.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yo, Black, that's
take
crazy.
Take a shot.
I
tell
got
you
a GD,
bro. All right, that's cool, but take a shot, though. Go ahead.
That's crazy.
Go ahead. I'm your man, son. Yeah, yeah.
It's a call.
Got you.
Take that shot, though.
You going to take that shot first.
Take the shot. Hold on, baby. Hold on.
I made it through.
Yes, you did.
Take the shot, La. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, baby. What's your question?
What's your question?
I'm just connect on me now.
Uh-huh.
All right, come on.
This is Star.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
What's your question?
Oh, my God. Hang up, preach.
Don't hang up. You better not hang up, La.
You got to hurry up and
what's
ask
your
the question.
I want to know if La sliding in.
Absolutely. That's easy. Absolutely.
How of course he is, Star. You done wasted a phone call.
Facts. Your daytime minutes is for no reason.
Somebody else call up. Somebody
hang
else
up.
Call
hang
up.
Over.
Tanya, Danny, hope one of y'all got a call, got a question. Let's hurry up. We got a couple more minutes.
Damn,
oh, yeah, definitely do. I come
there is a time in chess in which the king is threatened and cannot move anywhere else without being threatened again. What is this called?
That's easy, bro. That's an easy one.
Shut up.
What do you say?
There is a time in chess in which the king is threatened and cannot move anywhere else without being threatened again. What is this called?
Check.
Yes,
check.
Yes.
Check.
Yes.
It's called check.
That's wrong. Wow. Just take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot. That's wrong.
Take a shot. We can take this call.
It's a
take a shot.
Question, bro.
What
do
you say?
It's not called check.
It's not called
check. Take a shot. We got
to
go.
It's
not
called check.
Say it again.
It's
a time and place what?
Listen to the question properly.
Hold on, fam. There's somebody on
the
phone,
too. There is a time in chess in which the king is threatened and cannot move anywhere else without being threatened again. What is this called?
Checkmate.
Okay.
I play fucking chess. Nobody could beat me in chess.
All right. We got a phone call. Who this? What's your question?
You won the first time. That's not fair, though. That's not fair.
We on the phone. Who this? What's your question?
My question is, did you smash any females at any one of the brown holy water parties?
Yes. Okay, next question. yes.
That was a crazy question. That was a crazy question. All right, last round. Ladies, y'all got anything else?
Y'all want to give the lie? Anything else you can get off your chest?
I mean, it's a simple question. Like, what's
now, whenever.
Since you play chess, what's the alternate name for a castle?
It's another call.
Let him answer this. Since you play chess,
alternate name with a castle?
What's the alternate name for a castle?
I play chess. I don't know the awesome name for castle. All
right, just take a shot. Take we a can shot. Take this
what
call.
What is it?
Take the shot.
Tell me before first. I take the shot. I'll
take the fucking shot.
I'll take it.
I play chess, not checkers.
You don't play chess, nigga.
Take the shot.
You can bring in the call, preach. You who this?
Take
you
this fucking shot, bro. What book?
What's chess up? Who this?
No. There's a book?
Hello?
Yes,
take
who this?
Take the shot, bro. Hi, how you doing?
Hello?
How you doing? What's up?
It's
called a rook.
So I'm
nah, wrong. You
don't
take a shot.
Listen to.
Don't answer.
Okay, you said what's your question?
You slide in his DM all the time and he don't answer you?
He never answers me.
I told you I don't have no Facebook messenger.
Who are you?
Who
what
are
is,
you?
What is your name?
Sola, don't play with me. Like,
She not playing
Shorty,
with you.
If you don't get the fuck out of here, you sound wicked on this. Yo, preach, hang up on this.
What's your question?
Hold on. What's your question? I don't got no question.
You had a question?
I want to know when you're going to stop playing these games with me.
Who are you?
She's playing games, La. She's playing games
who
right
are
now.
Who are you?
So I know who the fuck I am.
I've never talked to you on the phone in my life.
What's your name?
Yes, you did. You met me in Atlanta.
Oh. Hang up. Well, that's it for this show. We're not doing no more. That's it for this show. He just came back from Atlanta, so that's it for this show. Thank you guys for playing. This was Jalapeño Hot Seat. We're live today. We're not playing anymore.
Nah, that was mad funny.
One last question before we get out of here. La, is there anything in your life that you regret or wish you could do over? And if so, what it is before we get out of here.
Last week.
All right, let's give him the floor before we.
What'd you say?
Is there anything in your life that you regret or wish you could do over and why?
In my whole life?
Mm-hmm.
honestly, I regret, like, just not appreciating my family life that I created. My, you know, my family, like, with my fiance and my kids and everything.
Why is that?
Because, you know, being single now, being co-parenting, you see that the kids are definitely affected by that. And also, when you go through a breakup, you realize you're responsibilities and demise. As an adult, you have to take responsibility for the demise of some of your parts of your relationship. So, you know, it's not all 100% yours, but you have to accept the part that you played in. Mm-hmm. I wish I was as mature as I am now that I was a couple of years ago. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at the end of the day, it was definitely a life experience, and I love what I experienced in life. Every great book even has to come to an ending. I love what I went through, and, you know.
Do you want to, are you trying to, would you want to fix things?
It wasn't even your question.
I'm just saying, would you want to fix things if you could before we leave?
I don't know. Honestly, I think Shorty don't want a man right now. She's happy. Gotcha. But you never know what life will bring you. You know what I'm saying? So you live your life. You do right by your kids, and that's your DNA. You know what I'm saying? You make sure there's right. And who knows what happens in life later on.
And do right by yourself.
Facts. You do right by yourself, and you do right by your kids, and you never know what happens later on. So you be a good person, and, you know, whatever God has in store for you, it will happen. And that's just, it is what it is after that. You perfect. Know what I mean?
Perfect. Tanya, any shout outs to go out?
Same old, same old. Shout out to my cookie. Doing a great job with everything that he is doing. 347-356-4855. hit him up to get your car details, level up wash. Big shout out to everybody who's been supporting me about getting y'all still got my ass loaded up at work, but I'm not complaining. Thanks for everybody who's been supportive. Thanks everybody who's been supporting the Brown Holy Water team and everything that we're doing. Don't forget brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your shirts, get your merch. We got some dope events probably coming up in the future. Thank you guys for everything.
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to La for being a good sport. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. Tomboy out.
Black success. Sorry, y'all. I'm a little emotional. La really touched me just now with his ending. That was powerful. You know, it's powerful for a man to recognize his mistakes and recognize that he did some things and that he still want to be the best man possible, even if the situation isn't to come back. I feel like that's that's the man every man should strive to be. Become a lie. We have a brunch coming up in the near future. We'll keep you posted with the information.
Facts.
For right now, we'll have La peace out on his Jalapeno Sunday. La, it's on you.
It's Jalapeno Sunday, y'all. Handsome La, Handsome 15, Instagram, La Brown, Facebook. I just want y'all to know that, like Tanya said, I live in my truth. I don't care about nothing else, you know? Nah, for real, though, it was fun. I appreciate everybody. Life is about growth, man. The same nigga if I was at 25, I'm here at like 34, almost 35. I'd be doing a disservice to myself. I'm not that same dude. I'm here, you know, and life is good. I can't deny like life ain't good.
I don't like this line.
I'm sorry. I'm just telling the truth. Now I'm drinking and I'm emotional and I'm telling the truth. It's like, you know, you got a lot of regrets in life, but as long as you accept the regrets, you can't hold yourself in prison for the regrets that you gave yourself.
Yo, Pete, play the fucking video.
You can't live in regret.
Pour it, Georgie, Rocky, Brown, Holy.